Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, it's late in the spring, but it's still time for fixing the door that squeaks or washing the windows. Yes, it's still time for repairs and indeed restoration. Oh, I can just hear you say, oh, no, not restoration. That means change. I only want to hear about love or joy. Well, you know, I believe our life is made up of choices and processes that will lead us into the restoration of our lives if we'll follow after our Creator, our Savior, Jesus. I love shops with antique furniture that's been restored. The beauty of wood as it shines from being painstakingly sanded, rubbed, and polished to its original glory always delights me. But God goes one step further. He doesn't want to just restore us to our original glory. God, in His infinite love, makes everything better than it ever was. When we have Jesus in our heart, He becomes the carpenter of our life, and He desires to restore us to His original plan. In fact, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says that God wants to make us into a new creation. Well, like me, you too know who the carpenter is if you have Jesus in your heart. But I also know that sometimes we have things in our lives, like bad attitudes, that hinder the restoration of God's plans and dreams for us. In the Bible, I also read that He has plans and dreams for you to bless you in ways you can't even imagine. He wants to build your house, your life, into a beacon of light for others to see. In fact, in Ephesians 2:7, it says that very thing. It says, and now God can always point to us as examples of how very, very rich His grace is, as shown in all He has done for us through Jesus Christ. What a wonderful verse. God wants to show the world that He has showered out His grace on us. Well, there's a song about a house that's sung by Carol Roberson and has a good analogy since we're talking about restoration. Here it is. Is your house built on the rock?
Is your house built upon the rock? Through the storms of life will you stand? Is your house built upon the rock? Or have you built on sinking sand? In the Bible have you read and listened to what Jesus said? That your life must bring glory to the Lord, and faith without works is dead. Is your house built upon the rock? Through the storms of life will you stand? Is your house built upon the rock? Or have you built on sinking sand?
it is true, we're saved by grace, and our sins His blood does erase. But when the power of Jesus changes our life, we will live and we'll talk a different way. Is your house built upon the rock? Through the storms of life, will you stand? Is your house built upon the rock? Or have you built on sinking sand? Is your house built upon the rock? Through the storms of life, will you stand? Is your house built upon the rock? Or have you built on sinking sand? Or have you built on sinking sand? Or have you built on sinking sand?
Welcome back again. Oh, how I love that song. That is the question, isn't it? Is your house built on the rock, Jesus? Well, today I'm talking about God's restoration in your life, in your emotions, even your mind, where you know you need to have better control and healthier attitudes. Well, many years ago, I was involved in some restoration when my sister bought a grand old house in the little town in South Dakota we grew up in. It was the house built for the cowboy founder of our town and his family. Now, I'm not old enough to remember the founder, Ed Lemon. After all, the town celebrated their 100th anniversary of the town in 2006. But when I was a child, my auntie Nell owned that house, and I played at her home while she sewed tiny little dresses for my dolls, as well as full-size clothing for needy children in our town. So, the summer my sister bought the house, I stayed for a few months to help her with the remodeling, the restoration. It hadn't been lived in for quite a few years before she purchased it, and weeds had overgrown the yard. The roof leaked, so plaster was falling down from some of the ceilings. The beautiful hardwood floors had become warped from the dripping ceilings. The leaded glass front door had been broken by mischievous children, on and on. It was a mess. Well, as I stood in the middle of the house, I wondered why Ruth bought it. Apparently, she could see the potential that I couldn't yet see. Well, in my heart, God spoke to me. He said, "Your life has looked like this mess too, but I know your potential. I know the beauty that we can create together as you submit to me." Well, these years later, I'm still in the restoration process with Jesus, my carpenter. And I hope you'll open your heart to His work in your life too. There's a song that will become your theme song as you allow the Lord to restore you. It's one of my favorite songs by the Celebrant Singers. Here they are, "The Greatest Thing in All the World."
Greatest thing in all my life
truly, like the song said, the greatest thing in all the world is loving God. Well, I love that song. Well, many years ago, I went back to South Dakota to help my sister Ruth renovate the grand old house that she bought. And in it, I found many parallels in my own life as we worked on the restoration. Just like the house, I had broken emotions. I was warped in some of my thoughts and even leaked here and there. Oh, yes, when I was growing up in our little town, the local radio station played mostly country music and the cattle and wheat reports. So, my musical experience was limited to church music and country western music. However, at my Auntie Nell's home, where I often went to visit, I heard a new kind of music I'd never heard before. I liked it, but I didn't know what it was called, so I always thought of it as Auntie Nell's music. And then, those many years later, while my sister Ruth and I were upstairs painting the bedrooms, the plumber arrived to work in the kitchen and he turned on his stereo. As the beautiful music of Beethoven's Fifth drifted up, I was instantly translated to another time, once again listening to Auntie Nell's music. It's so amazing. Of course, as an adult, I had heard Beethoven's Fifth, but it took my hearing it in Auntie Nell's home to identify it as her music. Well, as a little child in South Dakota, I didn't know there was such a thing as classical music. But God used that classical music drifting up these many years later to continue to heal those damaged corners of this little girl's heart. And He'll do that for you too. It may even begin with the next song I'm going to play for you. Let God's music mend your broken heart wherever you are in this world. Here are some of the words. He hideth my life in the depths of His love and covers me there with His hand. Oh, what a precious promise to be hidden in the depths of God's love and covered and protected with God's hand. Oh, this song is a precious promise, and it's sung by Larry Ford. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love, and covers me there with His hand. And covers me there with His hand.
With numberless blessings, each moment He crowns and fills with His goodness divine. I sing in my rapture, glory to God, for such a Redeemer is mine.
He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love, and covers me there with His hand. And covers me there with His hand.
When clothed in His likeness, transported I rise to in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His wonderful love, I will shout with a million songs high.
He hides my soul in the cleft of the rock,
isn't that a beautiful song of God's care and love for us? I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And our subject is God's restoration. And I've been describing the renovation of an old house my sister Ruth purchased many years ago in South Dakota. One job I assumed would only take a couple of hours was sanding and painting the lovely fretwork by the stairwell. Well, instead of a few hours, it took me all day and into the early evening hours. By then, my shoulders and arms were really aching. I wonder, does renovation in our lives take longer than we think it should? Does giving up resentment, bitterness, old hurts, as well as the restoration of old relationships, require more work than we anticipated? Well, that process reminds me of that funny saying, "Lord, I want patience and I want it now." Oh, just as cleaning and scraping and sanding were part of the processes needed before I could begin painting the fretwork, how much emotional cleaning, scraping, and sanding is needed in our hearts and minds to process the restoration God knows we need. I've found it's often in our solitary times that we finally slow down long enough to think about those changes God wants us to make in our lives. I assume you're like me. I don't really enjoy remembering the times I've been unkind or rude and I have to ask them to forgive me. I don't want to look at those areas of my life where I harbor resentment against someone who's hurt me. And yes, it may be a long time for the process of restoration to be completed, but think how beautiful we will be. Oh, that's God's promise to us. He said He will make us into a new creation. Well, my prayer for us is that we will continue to let God do His wonderful work of restoration in our lives. And now for some music. It's almost a prayer song. It's by the Couriers, and they're singing, "Restore My Soul in the Valley."
Would you know that I've been foolish, I've been blind, I've let my doubts and my confusions cloud my mind. I have walked in my own wisdom, I've been wrong. Take my hand and lead me back where I belong.
Restore my soul in the valley, that I might be worthy at last to stand with Thee on the top of the mountain. In the valley, restore my soul.
Stand with me on the top of the mountain.
Restore my soul in the valley. Yes, that truly needs to be our prayer, doesn't it? I hope that song blessed you, because God will restore your soul as you ask Him to. Well, I'm talking about God's restoration in our lives, and I've been comparing it to an old house I worked on with my sister Ruth. As you've listened to me, are you reminded of broken places in your life? Perhaps broken relationships, broken emotions? Do you remember that old saying from the 70s, "Be patient with me, God's not finished with me yet"? Well, sometimes I think we need to hang that sign around our own neck to remind ourselves that we are a work in progress. Oh yes, whatever our age, God's not finished with our restoration yet. What a blessing it is to know that Jesus is our carpenter. He's the one working on our restoration. Well, one of the things Ruth had to replace was the front door. She chose a beautiful door with an inset of multi-pieces of leaded glass in the design. As I saw the play of light with the insets of glass picking up slices of sunshine, I thought of the beauty that God desires to create in us. Beauty that would not have been possible with the old door. It took something new for the beauty to shine through. And what a blessing it is to know that when we have Jesus in our heart, He will make us new too. Oh yes, that old house taught me much about God's restoration in my life. We are told in Proverbs 14:1 that every wise man or woman builds their house. And in Psalm 127:1 it says that unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. Now, those two scriptures seem to contradict themselves, but as I studied them, I began to understand that these two scriptures were meaning that the labor, the work, the choices are ours, but the plans and the blueprints we are to follow are God's, that He has put in the Bible for us. Truly, God wants to be the master carpenter of our lives if we invite Him in. He wants us to walk through our lives as healed people in His joy, peace, love, and wisdom. So that's my prayer for you. Well, here we are at the end of our program. Will you write to me and send in a donation, no matter how small? This program is totally listener-supported. I don't have some church or organization paying for the airtime. And I hope you'll write today to let me know you're listening and which station you listen to. That helps us to stay on your station. Oh, and by the way, my husband Randy and I recently went to Israel. If you would like to read about our trip and see the pictures, I've posted some up on my ministry Facebook page. So go to facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. You can also communicate with me there. The announcer will give you the address again. Well, so long for now. Do tune in same time next week. This is Samantha Landy, and remember, God wants to restore you into the beautiful person He created you to be. So put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911, 701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.